With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former Democrat U.S. Senator and Florida Governor Bob Graham has died at the age of 87. His political career spanned five decades.
Graham's career began with getting elected to the Florida House of Representatives in 1966. Graham later won a state Senate seat in 1970 and then won the governor's seat in 1978. Graham then won re-election as Florida governor in 1982. 4 years later, he won the first of three terms in the U.S. Senate after beating incumbent Republican Paula Hawkins.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Iowa enacts law making illegal immigration a state crime. The bill, signed into law by Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, allows state officers to arrest illegals who have previously faced deportation. Reynolds says the Biden administration has failed to address drug trafficking and human smuggling at the border. The legislation mirrors a Texas law. Also at SRNnews.com, inflation numbers put rate cuts on hold, rattling nerves.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year.
The recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence.
The remarks at the Wilson Center in Washington are a shift for Powell, who on March 7th told the Senate committee that the Fed was, quote, not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. But at a news conference on March 20th, Powell appeared to downplay that assertion. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. is preparing new sanctions on Iran after they launched a weekend drone and missile attack on Israel. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced the move at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meetings. This is SRN News. It appears that fewer Americans are using the Bible these days.
Only 38% of us open the scriptures on a regular basis, that is to say daily, weekly, or a few times a year. That's the word from the American Bible Society, whose latest poll finds Bible usage has dropped sharply in this country from a peak of about 50% during the pandemic. One bright spot in the report, reading of the scriptures is on the rise amongst the youngest of American adults, Generation Z, an increase of 21%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German lawmakers have approved legislation that will make it easier for people who are living as the opposite sex to change their name and gender in official records. The law is one of several social reforms that Chancellor Olaf Scholz's liberal coalition government pledged to enact when it took office in 2021. Prior to this, Germany required individuals who wanted to do these things get mental health evaluations. This is SRN News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz meets with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing.
Olaf Scholz came here with the message that, yes, Germany will still continue to do business with China, but they want China to play fair. However, Mr. Scholz has stopped short of urging more tariffs or more measures to curb China's sales abroad, which is something that European leaders are calling for in the next week. So what we are seeing is the edge of what some fear could be new trade tensions between East and West.
CDC says one case of counterfeit Botox has been reported in Washington state. Nationwide, there have been 19 cases. New users on X may be required to pay for basic features of the app when signing up. It's part of an effort to weed out bots. The plan was piloted in New Zealand and the Philippines. More details at srnnews.com.